This article was written and narrated by me, Wilona Karamabadi. Early in her ministry, well before there was a formal Seventh-day Adventist movement, Ellen White was given a vision that she and James must produce a little paper to help bind the flock of fledgling Adventists together. In that vision, she was shown that this publication would eventually go like streams of light around the world. Adventist World can certainly be considered a fulfillment of that prophecy, but not exactly in the straightforward way you might imagine. You see, before there was an Adventist World, there existed and still exists Adventist Review. Its first name was Present Truth, a little journal that the Whites printed with money out of their own pockets, and that in the early days, James distributed on foot to believers. It's gone through a few names and aesthetic changes over the years, from being called the Advent Review and Sabbath Herald, to Review and Herald, and now today, Adventist Review. Aside from that little history lesson, why are we telling you this? Because these publications share a unique purpose and ministry for this church, and both, together, can be of great service in your walk as a Seventh-day Adventist Christian. We realize you may not be as familiar with Adventist Review as with Adventist World. If so, let's get you acquainted with the difference between both journals, both vital, both special. We'll start with the differences. Size. The first thing you will notice is the size difference between both publications. Adventist World is your standard magazine size, and Adventist Review is not. It is smaller and sturdier, ideal to fit in a laptop bag or purse, and tough enough to weather that type of transport. This also makes it ideal for sharing. Adventist Review is 72 pages, great for a Friday night, Sabbath afternoon, relaxing read. Adventist World is 32 pages that will also enhance your Friday night, Sabbath afternoon read, as well as carry you through the week with time to share with others. It's deep and wide. We've heard Adventist World and Adventist Review described like this. Adventist World is ideal for touching on the width of Adventism in terms of its geographical scope, as well as broad interest coverage of fundamental topics relevant to worldwide believers. Adventist Review drills deep into those things and much more, provoking its readers to stop, think, and even wrestle with topics crucial to how we live as Adventists in a fast-paced, changing world. It accomplishes all this while bolstering our faith in Jesus Christ and the message of this movement. And it's free. Adventist World is provided free to Seventh-day Adventists worldwide each month. Now, Adventist Review is subscription-based, costing about $20 U.S. per year within the United States and about $33 internationally. You can order online by going to www.AdventistBookCenter.com and searching Adventist Review. You will be delighted to find both international and domestic options, as well as trial pricing to get you started. Both magazines have equally important websites as well, www.AdventistReview.org and www.AdventistWorld.org. But let's be real. There is something special about curling up with a fresh, new publication to actually touch, delve into, and experience that even in this digital age is still enjoyed by many. So what's the same about them? A dedication to all members of this church. Both magazines are committed to providing spiritual nourishment for all their readers, and that includes children. Adventist World has recently included children's content in a two-page section called Growing Faith. Adventist Review, however, has been the parent magazine of a journal called Kids View for nearly 17 years. Kids View contains 8 pages of stories, devotionals, crafts, activities, recipes, and a one-of-a-kind interactive calendar. It arrives bundled with Adventist Review every month and is great because young readers don't have to wait until the grown-ups finish reading to take a look. It's a standalone journal with a cool website as well, just for kids and perfect for sharing too. So what drives us? Both journals are deeply rooted in Jesus Christ and the distinct Seventh-day Adventist message for these last days. These magazines inform, inspire, and encourage readers in their personal walks of faith and purpose as Adventists. But we approach those things in different ways. So why do you need both magazines? We'll be honest. Because no two readers are the same, no two journals will appeal the same. However, we'd like you to consider both magazines together as a total package, designed to uphold you as a Seventh-day Adventist Christian as you navigate this very distinct period in Earth's history. As we draw nearer to the long-awaited coming of Jesus Christ, we have to fortify our minds and our hearts with truth. We have to challenge our thinking to ready ourselves for the tests before us, and we have to be firmly rooted in the message of the gospel. We believe that both Adventist World and Adventist Review together are a superforce to help do exactly that.